Hi guys, welcome back to the Let God podcast. It's me, Wanipa.
Me, Mary Hannah.
And me, Ayafa.
Woo!
Yay!
Guys, we're so sorry. We know we left you guys for a hot minute. We didn't even explain where we had gone. We just up and left. We didn't post no message, nothing. Like, we were actually bad for that. I have to hold my hands up and say we were bad for that. But the important thing is that we're back now. We just had some, you know, exams on our necks and things like that. You know, the stuff of working women and such. But we're back now. We are finally going to finish season 4 at some point. And thank you guys for being so patient with us. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to jumpstart your faith journey. We had a couple of questions along the lines of, how do I get back into the swing of things? Or, you know, I'm not feeling like I used to, etc., etc. So we're just going to share some of our tips about how we kind of ask God to help us get back on track. But as always, before we start, we're going to open with a word of prayer.
Yeah. Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing us back to finish the second half of the second half of this season. Oh Lord, we pray that you just speak through us through this time, that will bring some encouragement to those who may be struggling right now, those who may have questions. And Lord, we know that your heart is always for us to know more of you and to commune with you always. Lord, we pray that you just help us to grow ever closer to you each day by day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So for our icebreaker today, Ayon Faye told us that she has an icebreaker.
Look at her grinning. She too, but please.
It's not that bad. It's just a question. Okay. So today's icebreaker, since it's summertime and we've been through exams, and like, I guess exams bring out new ways of procrastination. So what is like your favorite pastime, or like something you can watch for hours or do for hours to like just pass time? I just discovered like one recently. That's what like brought the question.
Oh, sure.
I love nail videos of like nail techs, just them doing the nails.
Yeah.
Oh, I could watch it for hours.
I get that, actually. That's
no,
so
I see that. I see that.
And to do, I could knit for hours, or like
you know how to
do
knit?
Sewing. Yeah.
Insane.
But I don't know how to make things. I just know how to move my hands and make the things, and I unravel it and start again.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. I never knew that. Well, actually, I knew that you sewed, but I didn't know that you knit. That's so cool. What could I do for hours? Oh, actually, I know mine.
I know what you're
going to
say.
Sleep periodically, like,
oh, okay,
just wake up. Doesn't count.
No, I can literally wake up, TikTok for like 10 minutes, call my sister, sleep, wake up, TikTok for 25 minutes, get a snack, paint my nails, sleep.
Another clip.
Because I'm really trying to think, apart from like, I don't even binge Netflix. Like, I can't sit down and watch like a Netflix show. I haven't sat down and watched like a Netflix show, only not on my phone, nothing, since like How to Get Away with Murder and like lockdown. I can't binge stuff like that anymore. And I don't even watch YouTube that much anymore. The YouTube girlies don't really be uploading. Like, I don't watch nothing that much. Like, what could I do for hours? They'd probably just be on the phone, like, with my sister, my best friends. Just us doing our little things. Like, that's it. I don't do nothing. Or sleep. Read a book. I can read a book. Actually, no. Actually, scrap all of that. Every single thing I just said. If I got a good book, I could read that and, like, nap periodically in between and, like, get it. Yeah. That's totally me.
Nap and read.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a simple life, isn't it?
It is, can't
lie. Mine would either be like scrolling on TikTok. Like, I could do that for hours. Mm-hmm. I actually have to actively stop myself from doing that. I also like want, like, the type of videos I find really satisfying, the same way as the nail videos, is people getting their dreadlocks retwisted. Oh, I love seeing the end product when the roots are all fresh. Oh, I could really watch them for hours. Other than that, just like randomly on Instagram, like genuinely, you know when you have them days where you don't know how you did so little work, like you actually just don't know where the time went. I was usually just between Instagram and internet shopping, dead ass. So yeah, that's me. I'm a simple girl.
I don't really go on Instagram that long anymore. I don't even scroll.
Instagram just like stories, low key.
Yeah, but I would tap through every single story.
Really?
Yeah, I have to get rid of them.
I maybe just go on my explore page. I muted mine.
I be muting people. Sorry. Love y'all so much because I only got spam. But I be muting people. There's some people that when I know that they back on Instagram, I'm like, well, where you go? Because you're not going to clog up my feed. Not at the top of my screen. No, ma'am.
I don't know how you can click through every all the stories, though, because I follow so many people, like, I would actually be there for hours.
I just...
I mainly look on my explore page as well, because that usually just has, like, reposted, like, videos and stuff like that. And then I'll go on, like, TikTok and then binge that person. It's a cycle, you see. So, guys, like we said, today we're going to be talking about how to jumpstart your faith journey. And that can mean, like, whether you don't know much or anything about God, or you're new to Christianity, or, like, maybe you've been in the faith for a minute and things just are no longer aligning. We received this question from one of our lovely followers. And it says, "Hey, girls, I'm new to my relationship with God. I never grew up in a family who actively practiced religious behavior, so I never really knew anything different. I'm 26 years old and have been going through a difficult time this year, and this resulted in me turning to God to help me navigate my way through this. Because I didn't grow up with family members or friends to help me create a relationship, I'm a little overwhelmed with where to start. I speak to him on a regular basis just in my home, but how do I educate myself and where do I start?" And then just, yeah, if we have any pointers about where to start with the learning process, she would be grateful. Thank you so much for sharing that question with us. And do you guys have any initial thoughts?
Okay, I can start. I think on, thank you for sending in this question, or this, this question, this dilemma. And we really appreciate you taking the time to, like, trust us with this. For me, I think your first question was about, where do you start? Because you see, like, you pray on a regular basis, but how do you educate yourself and when do you start? I just have, like, a couple of things that I enjoy just as to, like, open up the discussion doing in terms of, like, faith. And I think they're resources that sort of span the spectrum of, like, new to faith as well as, like, reigniting your faith, or, like, seasoned, we could say, in your faith. So the Bible Project, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. They have amazing stuff. And I looked on their site before this recording. They have stuff for, like, people who are new to the religion. They have Bible studies. They have things that are more thematic. So the Bible Project is great. The Chosen, I adore The Chosen. It's like a cinematic rendition of the Gospels. I think I don't even know how to describe it. It just makes you see Jesus in a way that is so refreshing. Like, it just makes you see the whole story, everything, the Gospels, in a really refreshing way. So I quite like The Chosen, just when I'm like, it's just something to watch, you know? And it's, like, really good. It's, like, really well executed, well produced. Mm-hmm. So just as a pastime, just something a bit more entertaining if you're not looking for, like, a strictly spiritual resource, should I say. And then Alpha, of course. I feel like Alpha might be a very English thing. I don't know. But the Alpha course in general, English meaning, I think it's, like, Great Britain. I've never heard of anybody doing the Alpha course.
I don't know what that is.
On this side. You've never heard of the Alpha course? You definitely have. We've definitely mentioned it, babe. No worries. The Alpha course is, how would I explain it? The Alpha, I don't even know how to explain it. Do you know how to explain it?
It's like not like a workshop type thing, but it's just a space that allows you to ask the big questions about faith. Mm. So they have, like, weekly meetings, either online or in person, and you get to ask, at whatever point of faith you are, like, you can get to ask, like, the real deep questions about faith. And the ultimate aim is for you to know more about God and to, I guess, just deepen your faith. So I've heard good things about it.
Me too. Sorry, Winnie, but I was so
sure. That sounds really cool.
Aww.
Let me write that down, because I got questions too. We'll also make a note to put these in the description of the episode, because somebody dragged us by our singlets being like, they have to rewind 5 times just to hear the Bible verses we talk about. So we will make sure that we mention that. I think those are, like, some really great resources. Another thing I think is really important is, I know it's so cliche and, like, we say this all the time, churchy people say this all the time, but like finding a community, I really just feel like this Christian journey, like the way God created us, we weren't meant to be in isolation. And I think that applies to every aspect of our lives, mm-hmm. including our faith journey. I think there's nothing like having friends and just a wider community to build you up when you don't feel as spiritually strong, like people to pray with you and to encourage you and even just to reassure you that they've been in that place before. Speaking personally, I feel like I've been in a bit of like a in a weird place with my faith. I think I've just had a quite difficult year in general, and so that kind of like unsettled my spirit. That's the only way I can describe it. And for ages I was just attending Zoom church of the church that I used to go to in uni, which is Cambridge SDA, because I love that church so much. I still learn so much there, grew a lot there, but I was really missing that kind of community, like familial feeling of actually being in church and getting to interact with people. And this past weekend that's just gone, I attended physical church where I live in Brixton for the first time, and it was actually so nice. Like when I went there, I was kind of like, ah, this is what I've been missing, like this is what I needed, like just being able to like speak to people and like be able to experience like praise and worship live, and then like having Bible study where you're there so you can like bounce off people much easier. Like I think there's nothing like having that group of people to surround you, you know.
For sure.
I think something like it's amazing that you want to know more and are asking the right questions. I think going on with what Awunipa said about community, also I guess having someone you can trust in like church leadership, it gets a bit tricky, but you're just someone that you can look up to and you can ask the questions. I know in our church in Cambridge, we have like student leaders or student pastors that no matter what time of night you're or whatever type of question, any question that make them turn their head sideways, like, where did you come up with this? they'll always try and answer it. Even if they can't, they'll try. So I think it's just finding that type of person to have that type of relationship with that you can go with your questions. So I think when you grapple with quite large, I guess, themes, especially in the beginning of faith, it can be quite overwhelming. And just sharing that with someone, whether they're your same age mate or like someone who is a lot older as well, can help.
On that note, I was going to say, you said that, this is in response to the person who sent the question in, and they said at the end they're not unsure where to start with the learning process. I feel like we've definitely said this throughout our seasons and possibly on our YouTube channel, but I think when I have, as similar to what Awunipa said, when I have had like my faith has ebbed and flowed, and I've been in my, I guess like more distant seasons, maybe I could say. One thing that I've always had to remember retrospectively is like, yeah, there's not going to be a moment or a period where I'm going to know everything that there is to know about God. So you using the word process is really pertinent, I guess, to like what the experience of like being a Christian or having a relationship with God, believing in Jesus is. Like, as Ayanfa said, there are going to be big questions that hopefully people will be able to help you answer. And that's great. Mm-hmm. I love when a big question is answered and like you feel like you have the tools to like sit with that and then like sort of like let that go or release it. But there are going to be other things that you may sort of be like, that's a bit tricky for like several months, maybe years, maybe a lifetime. And that's also okay. I would hope that, my hope or my wish is not that anybody feels like once you exhaust these resources, like you good to go and like your faith will never falter. Oh, there will be many opportunities for your faith to falter, but just keeping in mind that like being with God, learning with God, living with God is a everyday thing. So
And just to bounce off that, like actually last week in Sabbath school, somebody said something to me which really stuck with me, and they were like, stop seeing your religion as your relationship with God and start seeing your life as your relationship with God, because like God is like the source of life, so without him, like there's literally nothing else. I think that's really important when you feel like you're in a place where, you know, like your faith really not doing as faith does usually, because it's kind of like you I think it's a good idea to try to look for God in the small things and not kind of try to trouble yourself with figuring things out in a kind of scientific way, and like having that as the basis with which you are going to feel okay, if that makes sense. Yeah. I think it's like one thing for me is like, I know when I'm going through it, like I really kind of struggle to listen to gospel music, whatever, because I always feel kind of guilty about it. So for me, it's kind of like easing myself into like filling myself up with that music. That's just an everyday thing, just while I'm walking. It's nothing major. It's not like I'm going to church to pray like at midnight or whatever and like doing anything crazy. It's even just like saying just a little prayer to God, like as you're going on your day, like, Lord, just help me have a good day. That could be it. So it's like, I think it's peppering those little moments in your life with like connections with him and not being so worried about like necessarily figuring everything out at once, because maybe you're not in the position to even receive the answers to the questions that you have, or maybe you're in a position where like you don't even know the questions behind the questions that you have. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I just want to add to that really quick. Again, when I was in my, or when I have been, I say was as if it's like permanently past tense. No, when I have been in my faith issues, two things. I remember my pastor, well, one of the pastors at my church said something so randomly, like on one of the like Wednesday night situations that like my family had attended. And he was like, so many of us feel like we have to, like, my, how do I say this? English is really like fighting with me today.
Save.
He essentially said, you need to stop getting out of your head with God and start getting into your spirit. And basically what he was trying to say, well, what I understood that to mean, I should say, is that like sometimes, especially when it comes to questions or like just trying to figure out my life, because the person in the prompt said that they were just navigating difficult situations. And I totally empathize with that. Like when life is really coming for your neck and you're like, okay, I just need 5 things to just clear up. Like, can you just tell me yes, no, take a left, take a right, this is what it's going to be, period, and then I'll be happy, right? And basically in response to that, yeah, the pastor was just like, sometimes you just need to pause and like disconnect from like faith intellectually. And I know that to me, even saying that, that's a little controversial, because I don't mean you should stop being a critical thinker. What I mean is sometimes trying to, basically, you cannot trust God fully. Well, I don't believe you can fully trust God or surrender certain things in your life to God if you're trying to predict the outcome already.
Right.
Or if you're trying to figure out the ending, like how you're expecting God to write the story. Shout out to Sarah Jakes Roberts. She said that in one of her sermons and it was incredible. So that's one thing. And then the second thing, oh gosh. Oh yes, I remember I had it written down. Enjoy God. As Winipa said, I feel like that whole idea of making your life a relationship with God opposed to just your religion comes, at least it boils down to me, for me, it boils down to one thing, like being able to enjoy God. And that's something that I felt God told me around this time last year when I was like, don't really enjoy this, actually. Would rather not be here. it was the sort of thing where God was like, honey, if you don't enjoy me, you're not gonna make it through. And I found that so like, wow, that's so crazy. And he was just like, yeah. If you don't actually enjoy being in God's presence, and not even like being on your knees in prayer, just being like, this is my life with God and I love it. You know what I mean? Like things are, my life is upside down, but I love Jesus and I'm grateful. And not even in a superficial way, just being able to actually have like the, I don't even know the right word. Being able to have like the spiritual rest or the contentment. Yeah, exactly. The foundation to even like have that mentality. That's what's really going to sustain you. So as Winipa said, and as the girls have mentioned, like whatever that looks like, it might just be worship music. Some days, like I used to be super diligent, like about my Bible plans. Like I can't miss a day of Bible reading. And I still think that's so important. But as we have said, sometimes I'll just wake up with a song on my mind and I'll just listen to that song and just be in silence for a little bit. Or sometimes I will go back to my Bible plan and stick to that. Or one of my friends got me a wonderful journal called the Psalmful Journal, and it has like thank yous and reflections on it, and I just go through that in the morning or at night, and it's just very grounding, and that's what helps me to enjoy my relationship with God holistically, opposed to it just being like, I don't know, this sort of kind of militant routine that sort of sucks the joy out of what this entire thing is supposed to be about.
That kind of reminds me of like just enjoying the journey, how cringy that is, but I feel like when you start off with Christian walk, and like you see people who have been in Christianity for a long time, you're just like, I want to get on their level, and like trying to reach some sort of end goal, which isn't even like fully tangible. And of course you're trying to know more of God, but even as you try and even if as you gain one type of knowledge, there's so many more questions.
Exactly.
Just open up like several doors. So I very much agree with Mary Hannah, just like enjoying God for who he is and for what you learn as well.
Okay, everybody. So sort of related to the first prompt we were responding to, we received another message, and it says, I'm in secondary school or high school, and over lockdown, I felt like my relationship with God grew a lot more. But when I tell my friends that I'm Christian, they're surprised, even though I've been friends with them for 3 years now. I feel like even though my personal relationship with God, has grown, it may not be displayed in my actions, or maybe I don't talk about my faith enough. I'm not sure what to do, but realizing this has made me feel guilty because I try to spread his love through my actions as best as I can. So, girls, how would you respond to that in light of what we've spoken about faith being a journey and things of that nature? I can start by saying I think guilt and shame is not from God. Mm. And I think the enemy loves to weaponize those emotions to make you feel inadequate. Feel inadequate in the faith. I think the fact that you even have a cognizance of the fact that, or an awareness of the fact that, oh, you want to have an effect, you want your faith to have an effect on the people who you live with and you do life with, shows that you have the right heart. So that's the first thing I want to say. Guilt and shame in that regard are not God's heart towards you. God's not disappointed with you, I don't think. You're very young. We're all very young, but you're very young. You're in high school. So, yeah, that's just what I would say about that to start off.
I was also going to say that, like she mentioned, that her faith grew over lockdown. And sometimes, like, people, especially when you've grown up with them or like you spent a lot of time with them, they look at you through the lens of the past. So it might not have been that you're not visibly different, but because they're used to you, so like things aren't like shocking to them, or like you're not, I guess, like not surprising in that sense. So it might not be like you're not showing God, it might just be that their lens is still on your past. But I feel like what she's doing is really good in terms of like she knows that she wants to share the gospel, and yes, it's easiest to share with those that are close by you, but as Mary Hannah said, that it shouldn't come from a place of guilt or shame or feeling that you're not adequate enough.
I would really echo what the girls have said. I think the only other piece that I could add, because I know it's a difficult situation to be in, the only other thing I'll add is just that, like, in terms of what you can do, I think focus on continuing to build your relationship with God and continue to get to know him more. I think often, like, we consider our faith journey as something where we need to fix up or get right, and that's when God will be happy with us, or we need to like look and talk and walk and breathe a certain way before God will be satisfied with our actions. But like, I just want you to know that like God is already so happy with you and proud of you. And the more that you get to know him and draw closer to him, just in the same way, like, you're influenced by the people in your life, like, his love will continue to influence you and to kind of, like, remold you and shape you in ways that you don't even realize are possible right now. And so I think all you need to do is kind of, like, open up your heart to continue to be changed by God and, like, have this awareness that, like, your friends will start to see the changes in you over time, and that, you know, that you're basically, like, you're on the right path, and, like, God is faithful to, like, bring the fruits that are already in your heart, like, to the surface in ways that will bring him glory. Yeah. I think that's what I would say on that.
Yeah, I just want to add to that. I was just reading a verse this morning, Isaiah 62, and it basically says, this is about Israel, and it's a prophecy about basically how the Lord delights in Israel. And I think the idea of the Lord delighting in us, for me, it feels a bit, I don't know. I feel like sometimes my personal view of God, or how God views me, or God's heart towards me, is a bit like, sort of similar to what the babe shared on the prompt, like, oh, is God disappointed in me, or I feel guilty because of this, that, or the other. But yeah, I think just as the girls have said, continuing to prioritize your relationship with you and understanding that how people view you is sometimes something that you something that you cannot control. But also, more importantly, like, as we've said before, if you are nurturing your relationship with God and you have a heart that's ready to receive God, like, you can't miss him. It's not like God is gonna, like,
pass you by. You're
exactly it's not that God is gonna pass you by. Like, you are not too big an obstacle for God to reach you. Do you know what I mean? And better yet, not only that, but, like, God actually delights in your relationship with him. And even though it might feel like, oh, the people who are so close to me don't see that yet, as we've said, if you have the heart to receive God, then, like, he's gonna do his good work in and through you. So again, don't allow the enemy to steal your joy. Like, you're doing well, darling. Like, nurturing a relationship. Some of us during lockdown, I was texting the girls that this faith thing, not for me.
I might have to be leaving it.
Other people were even rising up. So babe, you should feel, you're blessed. Amen. For sure.
MH, just when you were saying that, it reminded me of, like, my favorite hymn. I think I've said this before on the podcast, like, ages ago, maybe even, like, in, like, season one, but it's called Holy, Holy, Holy is What the Angels Sing. And it's talking about, like, it opens by saying they're singing up in heaven such as we have never known, and la-di-da-di-da, how the angels sing so nicely and sweetly, whatever. And then it's talking about, like, us when the saints are in heaven. It's like, but when I sing redemption story, the angels fold their wings because they've never felt the joy that our salvation brings. Wow. I just think, like, that's how happy you make God. Like, even the fact that you want to walk in his will, that you want to, like, do life with him, like, oh, worry not. You are on the right path.
It's really just so touching my heart because she's just in secondary school and I'm like, wow.
Because I'm just like, I was saying this before, like, everybody's just out here doing their best, and, like, it's so, you know how honorable it is to want to do your best for God. Like, that's so special. Like, you want to give more of yourself. Like, that's all that God asks for, is, like, to want to give of your best to him. Ugh.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. God bless you, whoever you honestly are. Like, I'm just, no, that kind of thing could bring a tear to my eye.
Same. Have you guys listened to, I used to be in, like, a Christian, was it, like, Smash Poetry? Is that what it's called?
Slam Poetry.
Slam Poetry. And what's his name? There's one called, like, Does Anyone Know You're a Christian? By, I think it's Ezekiel. They used to have, like, a group of, like, poets with, like, Jackie Hill.
They still do. I think I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Wow.
I would highly recommend that one. It's really good.
We'll add the link in our bio.
What's it called?
Does anyone know? Yeah, you're a Christian. Something like that.
Perfect.
I feel like that poem will eat me up.
No, literally same. I'm laughing because Wadeep is literally taking down these notes so we can put it in the description.
Oh, no, I'm writing these for my own personal life.
Oh, for yourself. No, exactly. Immediately, yes.
Yeah.
Someone said they're doing scatter, scrambling to find the notes.
You said piece of paper and pen.
Nah, that girl came for us English. We're sorry, dear.
She did.
We're very sorry.
Well, everybody, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, our deepest apologies for being away unannounced, but we are happy to be back and hope to finish season 4 really strongly. Thank you for everyone who has supported us and congratulated us as we've hit some milestones, and of course to the wonderful listeners who sent in their dilemmas, or their questions, we really hope that this conversation has been helpful and edifying. As usual, please follow us on our socials. We are everywhere that social media presently is, minus Tumblr, I think. So Facebook, TikTok, not TikTok, excuse me, Facebook,
those we Instagram. Know on every social.
We're not. I just lied. I'm so sorry. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're obviously on all the podcasting platforms. Please send us more dilemmas, questions, just episode ideas on our anonymous submissions form in the bio. Thank you to everybody who has been sending things in and the emails and everything. Bear with us, y'all. We're really trying to get and sort through it and sort through DMs and all the rest of it. But we really appreciate everybody just reaching out to us. It's an honor. On that note, we love you lots, y'all, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.